Barber, Chapter 6, Test. The most desirable type of hair comb is made of hard rubber. To keep rubber combs in good condition, avoid contact with heat. The French type of hair cutting shears has one finger brace. Shears with fine cutting edges can be poor cutting tools if they are not set correctly. When holding hair cutting shears properly, the barber places the thumb in the thumb grip of the moving blade. While combing through the hair during a haircut service, the shears should be closed and resting in the barber's palm. The two main types of shear grinds are plain and corrugated. Clippers with a single cutting head usually have a lever on the side of the unit. Electric clippers are driven by rotary motor, magnetic motor, or vibratory motor. Rotary motors clippers use detachable blades. Pivot motor clippers have a blade adjustive lever. The type of clipper motors that operate by means of an alternating spring and magnetic mechanism are vibratory motor clippers. When hair cutting, most detail and fine finish work is performed with the electric trimmer or outliner. Clippers blades are usually made of carbon steel. Clipper guards are also known as attachment combs. The clipper blade size that leaves the hair the longest is size 3. The size clipper blade that produces the shortest cut is size 0000. The first step in sanitizing clippers and trims is to brush off hair particles. The main consideration in the purchase of a straight razor is the quality. A straight razor is properly balanced when the weight of the blade equals that of the handle. The two types of razors are conventional straight razor and the changeable blade razor. The type of stroke to use when honing a razor is AN, smooth and even stroke. When properly honed, the razor edge should be rough. Additional finishing on a leather strop is required when the razor edge is blunt. The purpose of a strobe is to smooth the razor's edge. Avoid strobes made of imitation leather. The Russian strobe is made of cowhide. The shell or Russian shell strobe is created from the rump area of the horse. The direction used in razor stroping is the reverse of that used. When teasing a honed razor edge, a disagreeable sound indicates that the cutting edge is in course. The purpose of strobe dressing is to clean the strobe leather, improve draw and sharpening, and preserve the strobe finish. Electric lathers use liquid cream soap. The grind of a razor refers to the shape of the blade. The size of a razor is measured by the blade's length and width. The razor finish that lasts the longest is the polished steel finish. The temper of a razor indicates its degree of hardness. Crocus finish on the blade of a razor is also known as polished steel finish. The width of the razor is measured in 8 inches or 16 inches. Honing and stroping are necessary for such implements as conventional straight razors. A hone is made of abrasive material. The purpose of a hone is to grind the razor's edge. An example of a slow cutting hone is the water hone. An example of a fast cutting hone is the synthetic hone. The position of the hone when being used should be perfectly flat. The appliance designed for drying and styling hair in a single operation is the blow dryer. The least acceptable simple method of removing loose hair after a haircut is a neck duster. Conventional thermal irons and pressing combs are heated by electric stoves. The appliance that is used to introduce water-soluble products into the skin is the Glick machine. An implement used to press out blackheads is an comedone extractor. The agency that a barber may call to determine whether straight razors, lather brushes, or neck dusters may be used in the barbershop is the State Barber Board.